your impressions so far? I know Mike Holmgren has been bringing the hammer down, and that's been the focus of Holmgren to make sure these guys aren't complacent as they set out in this season. What else has jumped out to you about this preseason?
Well, I think for the most part, you know, we saw the shift start last season with having just a pretty conscientious group of players. I remember the day in camp when he, you know, canceled the end of practice and sent him off the field. No autographs for the fans or anything, and it was the sort of thing where I think some teams probably would have said, you know, hey, coach, the joke's on you. We got to finish practice early, and I think these guys
right.
came out and, you know, picked it up, and we saw after the Dallas game, remember the preseason game against Dallas where they were kind of sloppy, I thought the tempo in practice improved dramatically the next week, and there was a day in there where they even went and saw a movie. So I think they gained some momentum as camp went on and had a better performance against Indianapolis the last time out. And yeah, they're in a pretty good place right now. I think that most of their injured guys have come back. They haven't really suffered one of those injuries where the fans groan because they think the season's changed. I mean, you look around the league and you see guys going down, and for the most part, they've avoided that. So I think they're in a pretty good spot, and they just need to get through these last couple preseason games and then start playing for real.
The injury update, it looks like Grant Wistrom is back, Bernard is back, Tafoya is back. What do you know in terms of who's going to be all ready to go, not so much in the preseason, but if everything follows suit, how are the Hawks looking for game one against Detroit?
They should have just about everybody. I talked to Daryl Jackson yesterday. He said that he's been gunning all along for that regular season opener and that he expects to be ready to go. And then you have Russell Davis, the defensive tackle, really the only guy in the preseason who's had an injury of any significance beyond Jeremy Stevens. He should be back for the first game. And then, you know, Jeremy Stevens is really the last guy, and he's probably going to be out until early October. And that's going to hurt him because he had become pretty important for them in the passing game, not just as a receiver, but as a guy that the other team had to account for. So they're going to have to adjust and hope that Atula Mealy can stay healthy.
Does Atula Mealy, does he still have it? Obviously, last year he had the intestinal blockage problem. He didn't play hardly at all. He's 33 now. How's he look to you?
He looks pretty good. You know, the last couple off seasons he was really out of shape, you know, and that's kind of in keeping with what his approach has been. Most of these guys, you know, talk about year-round sport, but Atula is one of these old-school guys who kind of thinks, you know, the off season's when you let your body rest, and so as a result, I remember a year ago he came into camp at like 290 pounds from mini camps, and you know he should be around 260. Well, this year, he's in a lot better shape. He's moving a lot better, and I think just the big concern for them is keep him healthy, get him to the regular season, because the ability to catch the ball downfield drops off quite a bit after him. I think that they can definitely squeeze what they need out of Mealy this season as long as Stevens doesn't stay out too long. And, you know, Jeremy's already had a couple of knee surgeries now in the last few months. So it's a little bit of a question mark there at that position all of a sudden.
When you look defensively, I think the one true position battle, there's not a lot, which is why this team obviously is picked to be one of the best teams in the NFL, but the cornerback opposite of Marcus Trufant, when you look at that battle between the two Kellys, how has that played out in your mind so far in this camp?
Well, Kelly Herndon, the veteran, certainly had the advantage because he was able to participate in more of the mini camps because there were some limitations on the college guys, and then Jennings missed the first 3 days of training camp, and so it really by that point kind of became Herndon's job to lose, and he's healthier than he was last season. I think they're just looking for him to become a little bit more consistent. He's done pretty well, had a strong camp, looked better so far this camp than he did probably at almost any point last season, so that's allowing them to bring along Kelly Jennings a little bit more slowly. I think that you know, they're not asking him to do a whole lot right now. The expectation for him will be to start, but there's not pressure to do it on day one. So he's kind of taking his lumps a little bit here in the preseason. He was actually in pretty good position against Dallas, but they still beat him a few times. And so he's got some things to iron out that way. And I think the real test for me, what I want to see is when they start game planning a little bit more in the regular season, let's see whether he's a more effective player, because it's hard as a rookie be thrown out there. You're trying to, you know, just figure out what the, you know, who your teammates are, and let alone to go into a game with no plan. I think for the you know to speak of. That's a tough thing. So I would like to evaluate him a little bit more as we get into the season. He looks like he has the tools. I mean, he, other than being a little small, I think there's some concerns over his whether he can stay healthy. He moves well and he's quick and obviously looks like he's played the position for quite a while.
Yeah, and Marcus Trufant, I mean, the same thing. He came in as a rookie and was, I think, one of his better years so far as a Hawk was when he was a rookie. So cornerback, the transition from college to the pros, isn't that one of the easier transitions to make?
You know, it depends because you know, the coaches won't say that because you can really lose your confidence, which is everything at that position. You can really lose it early.
That's
Trufant,
true.
Marcus Trufant, I think, was more gifted physically. I mean, he definitely is a sturdier type of guy. Was the 11th overall pick. I mean, he could really, you know, do some things. And I think the difference for him that first year was he was healthier. You know, the last couple of years he's always had some surgery he was coming off of on his shoulder. In fact, they kind of switched him on the other side of the field in part because they wanted to get his tackling shoulder over on the other side,
right.
Other side of the field to protect it. So, you know, Trufant has kind of, you know, we've all been looking at Jennings and Herndon, but I think Trufant's had the best camp of any of those guys quietly. And because he's been able to really attack conditioning and attack the way he practices in the off season because he wasn't coming off injuries, he really stands to have a breakout season. And we've all known the talents there, and he even says he really hasn't, you know, done what he expected to do to this point in his career. And so, you know, he could kind of maybe surprise people this year when everyone's looking at the other side of the field.
We're talking to Mike Sando of the Tacoma News Tribune, the best blog in the area. If you want to find everything out you need to know about the Seahawks, go to the blogs at newstribune.com under Mike Sando. When you look at this year's team, and it's clear the strengths, I think, of this team are what they've been in the past, so many veterans return, Sean Alexander and Walter Jones and Matt Hasselbeck. But when I look at Sean Alexander, it's a different mentality for him coming into this year. He's been playing for a contract the last 2 years, and it's different once you wrap up that big money. Have you noticed any change at all, or is it maybe motivated him in a different way of now it's on to, you know, Hall of Fame, or it's on to the Super Bowl being victorious? How has his mentality been in this camp?
You know, I'm not. I wouldn't make any judgments off of it because he even admits he's not in it for the training camp and the practices. I mean, he's a Sunday player, and so I haven't noticed any difference whatsoever. He never was a great practice player. I mean, that was always kind of the, you know, the knock on him when Ricky Waters was here, and Ricky was just a guy who went all out and practiced all the time, and they always wanted Sean to do that. But you can't argue with the results on the field. I think what I want to see during the season is, you know, some of those little things that he did such a great job in the last few years, whether it was, you know, fighting for that extra yard, putting his body on the line a little bit more, or, you know, showing a little more interest in pass protection, those little things that made him a great player last season, you know, that'll be interesting to see. Is he going to still be interested in doing those things now that he's got the money, or is he just going to kind of want to go back to, you know, just really being in it to run the ball, which, you know, he's really good at that, so it's not like that's a terrible thing, but to really be an elite player the way he was last season, I think the burden of proof's kind of on him to see if he can put a couple seasons like that together. Now, the second part of what you said about a shot at the Hall of Fame and statistics, I think there's something to that. I mean, I think he can kind of he understands that he's not there yet, and with a couple, two, three more really great seasons, he might be in that company. So, you know, that could motivate him. We just have to see. We don't know. He's just kind of a different guy that way.
Last thing for Mike Sando, the Tacoma News Tribune. Everyone looks at this, the momentum from last year, the city fell in love with the Seahawks once again. The expectations for this year with most of the guys returning are higher than they've ever been for Seahawks football. At this point, is there any reason that should not be legitimate, that fans should not have high expectations for this year's team?
They definitely should, but I think that you need to be realistic in that 13-3 last season was special, and things have to go, not only your way, but when guys get hurt, the next guy who comes in, whether it's Joe Jurevicius or Marquand Manuel or guys who weren't being counted on, have to, you know, not only play as well as the guy who left, but maybe even play better in some cases. And so when I went through the other day and was looking at the schedule and just giving him a win or loss in each game, the first time I went through it, I only had them at 9 wins, and I kind of looked at it and thought, they're better than that. But you know, last year I thought they were probably a 10-win team, and they outperformed that. And when I go into this season, I'm kind of still looking at that 10-win area with a chance to do better, sure. But you know, you don't just pick up where you left off. And remember, a lot of those close games last season. I mean, you know, the guy for the Giants was missing 3 field goals, and you kind of need some things to go your way to get
absolutely
to 13-3. And to me, you have to be in that category of 12-13 wins to go to the Super Bowl, because you're going to get the home field advantage. And that, to me, that's everything with Seattle. I don't think they would have gone to the Super Bowl last year if they didn't have home field, and they're going to need to get it again this year. And so they're going to have to probably overachieve a little bit to get back on that same level.
Well, Mike, we appreciate your time. You do great work, obviously, with the News Tribune and also with your blog. Great blog. So check it out anytime. That's what I'm like, oh, I got to figure out what's going on. I better check the blog at newstribune.com. So thanks for your time, Mike. Really appreciate it. Have fun down in San Diego.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Mike Sando of the Tacoma News Tribune. Great work. Go to newstribune.com for all your Seahawks stuff if you need to get up to date.